But during the Meir Yisedei HaKabbalah, we just had the story of how B'nai B'tera demoted themselves and appointed Hillel as Nasi, and the Meir continues and says, V'rei kama musarim nechlelu b'inyan hazeh. Look at how many lessons we could learn from this story. Echad shekol mi shenitmana manigel hatzibur ro'i lo lishtadel b'chol kocho lanhig hara'oi lanagam suralo. That any person who's appointed to a position of leadership, so then he has to work as hard as he can to lead with the position he was given. And if he's appointed the Nasi to lead the generation in words of Torah and words of the heaven, so then he should be a master, he should be whole in all aspects of guidance, all aspects of Torah, and he should know how to answer anyone who comes and asks him, where'd you get that from? People are going to ask him like they asked B'nai B'tera, where do you know this halacha from? Now it's interesting, here in passing, he tells us that the Nasi, his job is to lead the generation in words of Torah and words of the heavens. I would think the Nasi also has a role to lead the people in matters of the earth, you know, things between one another. He doesn't say that. We have to compare this with the Rambam's definition of the job of a Nasi, but that's not for now. And if a person recognizes that he is not fit for the job, he's the Nasi, he's the chief rabbi, and he sees he's not fit, it is a praise to him that he's not embarrassed. He removes the crown and gives it to the one that's fit to have the crown. And the second lesson we see from here, even someone who knows he's got it all, he knows his stuff, he can answer all questions, he shouldn't just analyze it and think, ah, I got it, that's what makes sense to me, that's what's right. But rather, he should have his proof set out. Person shouldn't say, you know, I learned, I know what's right, that's enough. No, arrange your thoughts. Have good proofs for what you say. Either because you can prove it logically, or because you have a good tradition on this point. Like Hillel. Hillel had all the proofs. At the end he said, well, this is the halacha, I have it on tradition. Okay, you have a tradition, that's strong. Whoever just says, this is what I think is right, but he doesn't have a proof, he's opening the door for other people to come and argue. When people see he's relying on his logic too much, so they say, well, I could bring a proof the other way. If it's about logic, okay, logic is something I can also use. And the third point we could learn from here, even someone who knows he's got the tradition all down pat, like Hillel, and he knows how to answer if people ask him, like Hillel, and he has an excellent handle on the tradition, he has tradition from giants, like Hillel, even so, he has to be careful how he talks to the public. That's where Hillel erred. He went too far in telling them, what's wrong with you? Why am I sitting up here? What do you need a Babylonian to run your lives? Because you guys aren't up to par. You didn't take the time to learn by Shemaya and Avtalion who were living here. He went too far in rebuking the people. So here we see that even someone who's a master, he's the huge Talmud Chacham, he has all the tradition, he also has to be limited in how he rebukes other people. And as great as he is, he still has to be humble and speak in humility before them. And if he goes too far and he rebukes them too much, God will bring him to a point where he will be embarrassed. He will be punished over his rebuke. So it's interesting. We learn it from Hillel, who was the epitome of humility. And yet, at this time, he went a little too far. Even someone who is humble as it gets sometimes errs. So we learn this lesson from Hillel.
Moshe.
In the case of Moshe, we also find that we learn certain points from him. Like when Moshe got upset, when he rebuked the Jewish people. Yeah, even people who are very, very humble, they also err sometimes.
He was the most humble man on earth. No one could be more humble than him.
I didn't say that. You did.
I know. I'm saying, like, basically anyone who has humility nowadays, very difficult for them to be absolutely, like, down to air, you know?
Yes. The Rambam says one of the things we learn from Moshe is that it is human to err, and as amazing as a human being is going to be, we can still anticipate that he will err. Yes. That we do learn from Moshe. We still try to be perfect. We try, but it shouldn't knock us down when we're not. We have to recognize that's par for the course.